The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
So we've been talking a lot over the last week about Leaving Cert results, CAO points, but what sort of experience are new first-year third-level students going to get? Indeed, what sort of experience will those who remain in our third-level institutions have to endure or enjoy? We're going to start with Kevin McStovak, who is the Deputy President of Union Students in Ireland. And the first thing, Kevin, I want to ask you about is today the government in its new plan said that for Dublin that they want sort of extra precautions to be taken by third level institutions. Do you have any understanding as to what that means?
Yeah, so Matt, that piece that's been included in the updated guidelines today is quite vague. It's something that USA are trying to get the bottom of. We have a meeting planned today with the Department of Further and Higher Education to try and get a bit of clarification around what that means, because it is extremely important that all precautions are put in place to ensure the safety of staff and students who are going to be attending third level colleges in Dublin.
Do you expect, though, that for those institutions and indeed throughout the rest of the country, that there's going to be an extensive use of remote learning, doing lectures by Zoom and tutorials and the like?
Yeah, well, on the whole, the use of remote learning is being maximised in most colleges. Most students are being advised that they are going to be expected to partake in quite a lot of online learning. But for us, it's really important that clarification is offered to students around how often they should expect to be on campus. Some students indeed have been receiving their timetables over the last number of weeks, but we are aware that there are still students who are awaiting further information from their colleges. And obviously that information around how often they're going to be on campus and when they're going to be on campus is essential to allow them to make decisions around whether or not they need to get accommodation in close proximity to their campus. And we're also aware over the last couple of days of a number of instances where students have been advised that they're going to have an on-campus class directly adjacent to an online class. And that obviously causes some difficulties in terms of students being able to find adequate space on campus to be able to engage in the online class if there isn't enough time for them to get from their campus back to wherever they're living.
Oh, this sounds like a recipe for quite a mess. Stay, Kevin, on the line with us, please. We've got Harry McCann here in studio from Trenstra.ie, student at UCC going back on Friday week. Going back to what though, Harry?
Yeah, it's a great question. I'm not exactly sure. I don't think many students are actually sure what they're going back to, when they're going back or what they're going to be up to. I've got a 7-hour timetable so far. I'm in my final year, so I expect that will increase. But, you know, I start on the 28th, and as good and all as UCC have been, I still don't have a full timetable.
And how many of those hours are going to be in class? How many are going to be remote?
It's looking like 50-50 at the moment. So, like, I think the point is very well made there by Kevin, is that, you know, a lot of these are kind of back to back as well, so you're going to have to try to figure out where you're going to be and when you're going to be there.
So you can't be at home in Wexford, you have to move to Cork.
No, so, and this is the problem, you know, and like, it was highlighted during the Leaving Cert, it was highlighted when that discussion came about, you know, reliable broadband in this country is a rarity. You know, you don't get it, so it's particularly hard to find somewhere to live where you can get good broadband and still, you know, stay at home. So from my perspective, I have to be in Cork, there's no way I can't be, and for a lot of students, it's the same.
And then what sort of accommodation will you have? Because how many students are going to be co-living?
Yeah, I don't know. There's been no changes to my accommodation by the looks of things. I did an online induction the other day. It seemed fairly similar to what it was last year. I live with 4 people in total, close proximity. We share a kitchen. We share a living area. It's not big. There's no social distancing would be possible. And people socialise in big groups in the accommodation block as a whole. So I haven't seen any changes at all.
Has there been any suggestion that you might be stopped from socialising in college-run accommodation blocks, particularly because there's been a massive problem in the UCC in the College Road, Magazine Road area with Party Central?
Yeah, and like the college and the city are both intertwined quite well, you know, like it's a part of the city, so like students have all around the place, and there's been plenty of parties even during lockdown in these places, and obviously, you know, nobody approves of that, but
lots of people participate.
And like I highlighted this in the Independent a few weeks ago, which is the government's messaging has been so unclear that people have just stopped listening, and I think they've really failed to reach the demographic that are going to be heading back into college and schools in a few weeks, who are going to be going to rag week parties, who are going to be out drinking. And I think there's
which
just
is
been
part
no
of college life. It's part of the whole college experience, isn't it?
Yeah, like, look, there's an important social aspect of the sense that it's great for a first year coming in to make friends and everything else, and overall it's a great part of being a student. But, you know, the other thing about it is it's going to happen. It's going to happen in these places, and there's been very little guidance around that. And I think, to be honest, the government and the universities are going to play a huge part to be able to aim for that.
Well, let's go back to Kevin Makstrovich of the USI, because there's a number of points brought up with Harry there I want to address with you. First of all is the accommodation issue, because what about the potential for co-living in student accommodation, or the way that, you know, students come together and take a house, and might there might be supposed to be four or five and often can end up in 10 or 12?
Yeah, well, the issue in relation to accommodation is one that needs to be addressed by the government. We've been asking for a number of months for clearer guidance for all accommodation providers, and that's inclusive of both universities who are providing college accommodation, but also private providers. The minister himself has previously acknowledged in public that there has been an over-reliance in the past on the private market to provide student accommodation. And that is a real difficulty, not just in terms of some of the issues that Harry addressed there, but in terms of some of the issues that we would have encountered over the past couple of months during the last lockdown, where students were forced to move home but were continued to be tied into their leases and were having to pay for rent and for accommodation that they were no longer using. And we obviously wish to ensure that this isn't going to be the same should there be a further deterioration of the public health issues within Ireland, or should there indeed be a second lockdown. It's really important that students aren't being tied into leases for accommodation that they may no longer need. But yes, the issue that Harry raised there around health and safety is something that needs to be addressed. It's really important that students are being provided for and looked after safely with whatever accommodation that they're living in.
But then what about their personal responsibility when it comes to partying?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that students are extremely aware of their personal responsibility.
Not
I
mean, all of them, fairness, been, Kevin.
Yeah, and I think that goes for all sections of society, in fairness, Matt. I mean, again, the minister himself has acknowledged that sometimes young people have been unfairly blamed for not adhering to some of the regulations in place around COVID-19. I think everybody within society has a role to play in ensuring that they stick to the guidelines that are provided. But the government also has a role to play in ensuring that they're is really clear guidance around exactly what measures everybody needs to play in terms of trying to prevent the spread of COVID-19. And as Harry has outlined, there's been some lack of clarity around exactly what measures are in place, particularly for accommodation for students. So it's really important that there is clear guidance being provided by the government and also by institutions.
Kevin,
in relation to...
surely this should have all been provided by now. It's not as if this is a new problem. I mean, we've had months to prepare for this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, in some cases, there has been guidance provided, but some of this isn't extremely clear, particularly for students living in privately rented accommodation. There isn't clear information available in all cases around what procedures are in place to ensure the safety of those living there. And as Harry has already outlined, there are some concerns around the number of students who are going to be living in close proximity and how some of this accommodation is going to ensure safe social distancing between those living in that accommodation.
Harry McCann, another issue is how are people going to be sorted for cash, given that an awful lot of students have to work part-time during the college year to make a few quid. Many get a lot of the money together during the summer. And that's been denied to them now. They won't have part-time jobs either. So how are they going to financially manage?
Yeah, like there's always the joke that students are broke, but no more so now than this year. You know, the summer months rely on work for bar work, cafe work, all these places that have been shut for months and months. Students will struggle severely come September, October, November, when they rely on the money they've made throughout the summer. It's not there anymore. And, you know, the price of accommodation has gone down a couple of percent, but it went up a couple of percent the year before, you know, so it's kind of balancing itself out. The fees aren't getting any lower. The costs of living aren't getting any lower. So it's only going to be more and more pressure put on students. And it's a conversation that hasn't been had. But, you know, there'll come a time in the year where students will run out of money. And yeah, we may joke and laugh about the drinking and the socialising, and that's fine. But, you know, there won't be any people will be living in places they shouldn't be living in and won't be eating what they should be eating, you know.
And also just making friends is a big part of life, the friends you make in college. For first years in particular, Harry, you know, how concerned would you be that they're going to find it much more difficult to integrate, particularly if they're not going to college with groups of friends?
Yeah, it's a big one. I think there's the fear of this fear of missing out is something, FOMO, that is always discussed about kind of my generation and people our age. And it's true. It's, you know, there's a huge kind of piece is going to be missing from the student life now. You know, there won't be the dancing on the Washington Inn tables in Cork, or there won't be, you know, the coppers nights out. There's a lot of things that they miss out. And yeah, look, it's great laugh, but it's a huge part of being a student and growing up and making friends. And I just think it's being really underestimated, and a lot of students will be hard hit, and I'd say the counselling services in the universities will be really under pressure.
Indeed, Kevin, on that point, because if we're talking socialising isn't just going to the pub and drinking, it's all the societies and various other things. I mean, how well are the universities going to do in trying to provide for those in sports, or is that something that's going to have to be sidelined?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a need to ensure that clubs and societies are able to function in some way within the current guidelines, whether that means an increase in some online events and then providing some on-campus events within social distancing guidelines where they possibly can. But it's extremely important, as Harry said, that there is that opportunity for students, particularly first-year students, but for all students, to have those opportunities to come together, to meet like-minded people, to have conversations and get to know people. And it's extremely important that those opportunities are not lost as a result of the current restrictions. There are definitely ways that those can be put in place. We're aware of some of the steps that are being taken within certain institutions where students' unions are working really closely with the institution to put activities on and to make opportunities for students to get to know one another available. But it's extremely important that every single college makes those opportunities available for their students, because ultimately, yes, college is about going and studying a particular program of study, but it's also about meeting new people, it's about developing new skills, and it's about having the opportunity to put yourself outside of your comfort zone.
Kevin Maxtrovic, Deputy President of the Union of Students in Ireland, and Harry McCann from Trenster.ie, student in UCC. Thank you both for being with us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.